Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, oh my God, it figures. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 31st day of July, the last day of July. That is unfucking believable. 31st day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 74 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it seems to be a nice day. I ain't looked out to see if there are any chemtrailing yet. There was starting to be a little smoke yesterday from those California fires, and I'm not looking forward to that if it starts pouring in, I'll tell you that much right now. Oh, let's see, what are we going to jump into here? The Army needs thousands more infantrymen by spring. Wonder what's up with that? We'll look into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we've been talking about this for a while, the fact that, everybody, people have figured this shit out. I mean, I'm looking at this goddamn, it's this 24-hour coverage of, it's a year and 4 months until the fucking next election. And I mean, this is just, it's cut off all the other news. I mean, it is like an ad campaign to sell people on another election that just nonstop. I mean, it's just, and it's retarded. I mean, I listen to some of this shit and they're, you know, the stuff they're talking about and going back and forth, and it's goofy. Worse than, worse, like high school children. Stupid. This, I was seeing one of these talking heads. They bring up the Arnie Fletcher or whoever the hell he was. He was for one of the Bushes or something, a press secretary or some sort of shit. And they're talking about I can't even remember how, it was so dumb, I can't even remember what it was. And he starts out talking, I'm just waiting for him to say, politics is like a box of chocolates. You just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, that's how fucking it's fucking retarded. They are at a fucking loss, man. They really are. I think they're wondering if they can pull off another goddamn election. But they need, I mean, like I said, a year and 4 months until the election, and you're seeing this shit? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Anyway, back to our article. The Army needs thousands more infantrymen by spring. This is from Army Times. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Army was short more than 5,000 junior enlisted infantrymen with the military occupational speciality manned at roughly 79% of its goal earlier this quarter. In numbers obtained by Army Times, the service authorized strength for E1 through E4 active duty infantrymen coded as 11B stood at 24,893, but the service only had 19,820 junior enlisted infantrymen, according to the official fourth quarter numbers dated July 10th. And they're going to try every fucking way to spend this, because it's like the rest of it. The whole apparatus is fucking falling apart. It's like we have another article, I think, in this pile about, you know, where they're throwing the water on the pigs that aren't really even cop. I mean, we won't get into that right now. But I mean, it's just like the whole thing is just like, fuck, this is everybody's just going, this is just fucking, you've gone too far. You've gone too far in your fucking stupidity. And I mean, your thieving is one thing. But when you fucking get down to, you want us to come down to the level of a fucking mentally retarded person to fucking, I don't know, to hang with you? Let's see how they redirect this and tell us why nobody wants to join the fucking United Nations fucking terrorist force anymore. Indirect.
Hey, Henry,
go ahead. Sorry.
They're going to fill them up with the invaders that are coming in.
Oh yeah, that's the, I agree with you 100%. That's exactly what it's about. You know, they talk about, you know, the all-volunteer army. Remember, that's how big, that big thing when they did 9/11, when they did the false flag, all-volunteer. You know, well, the conscription is coming. Well, you think the conscription is coming. But what's coming is like the caller said there, I believe they're training them right now, right on our own fucking soil, to come and try to take our guns away from us and try to fucking subjugate us. But, well, it is what it fucking is, and we'll face it when it comes. Indirect fire infantrymen coded as 11C were doing a fair bit better, with 2,706 E1 through E4 soldiers manning the career field out of the 3,050 troops for which the Army authorized. In order to close the gap, the service began offering massive enlistment bonuses topping out at $40,000 a pop, people. And then, but they're going to try, and the rest of, I read this, already read the article, of course. I read all the articles before I take them. But the $40,000 fucking, it's to get you to fucking join this shit. And you and I are paying for this. So that they can get, I mean, they have to have a fucking army or they can't invade. It's like I was talking about this thing in the Middle East. I mean, if you get a world war started, and you don't have the you obviously do not have the population behind you. In fact, you have the population wanting to string your fucking ass up. And they know it. And then this election is insane. And I'm talking fucking, I'm watching this and I'm just going, do these people, who in the fuck is doing the thinking for these people? The think tanks, you know what? Your think tanks are retarded. For $40,000 for new recruits and up to $41,000 for soldiers who reclassify, said Lieutenant Colonel Mary, that's, here's one of your problems, Mary Ricks, an official with Army Human Resources Command. The goal is to increase the 11B and 11C MOS strengths to 100% by spring of 2020. Is that when you have your invasion of Iran planned? And the service said it has already made progress to that. See, it's going to join. Now it's when they're trying to twist it and turn it to be anything but it is. Everybody knows why nobody's joining the fucking service. Nobody wants to go over the, it's not that thing like the 70s and 80s where you're tricking people. You know, go and get an education. Join the military. Get an education and come out with no credentials and get a good job. This is about going and getting your fucking arms and legs blowed off and getting your, you know, and, or coming home and blowing your own brains out because of the shit they made you do over there, like kill little children and women. And the, like I said, we've had now about two generations come home to tell the rest of their families what the hell really is going on over there. That's what this is about. $40,000 just to enlist people. The goal is to, okay, we did that. There have been instances in the past when we have not met the targeted recruiting goals for various military occupational specialties. Rick said. However, given the current incentives being offered through the recruiting, retention, and reclassification bonuses, we expect to meet and maintain our current and future requirements. What are you going to go? What if they won't go for $40,000? Then you go to $80,000? $100,000? These are paid fucking mercenaries. Nothing short, people. The ones that go do this, because they're not fighting for your freedom and liberty, and I think everybody understands that at this point in the fucking ball game. You're fighting for the fucking Zion Empire, to secure the Zion Empire in the Middle East, and to fucking kill, just murder the fuck out of the people in the Middle East and take everything they got it and hand it to your fucking Jewish masters. The number obtained by the Army Times noted that the 90-day projection for the 11 BMOS was still only expected to hit 83.5% of the Army's authorized manning levels. But Ricks said that that shouldn't be an issue. I think it's becoming, this is proving what we're saying. Nobody's going to go fight these fucking wars. We're sick of this shit. How many years are we into this goddamn Afghan fucking war? We're tired of it. You've taken everything we got. Goddamn, you're lucky if you can have a fucking roof over your head and food to eat, and you got an invasion army coming across your southern fucking border, invading your country, and your fucking troops over in the Middle East fighting for the fucking Jews, or what are supposed to be your troops, fighting for the United Nations in undeclared wars and fucking policing actions to take people's fucking resources and hand them to the master. The Army will have enough recruits to fill the available training seats for new infantry soldiers through the end of September, she said. Those recruits who weren't selected for training during fiscal year 2019 due to a lack of classroom seats will fulfill their training requirements starting in October. Soldiers must be trained before they can be assigned to a unit. Now, tell me how that makes any goddamn sense. You're telling us you have a fucking shortage, yet there weren't seats for the ones to train. It was like there was just too many people wanting to get in there and get into them classes and get that goddamn gear on and go over there and get their legs blowed off. I mean, double speak, right in your fucking face. Army guidance pushes its leaders to maintain 100% of authorized strength across the brigade combat teams, a baseline from which the service currently falls short. But reaching 100% manning for the infantry career fields by spring 2020 is very attainable. See, that's what they're trying to sell you on, some more bullshit here, just like they're trying to sell this. Right now they are trying to sell the idea of another election. Because the people have thrown their hands up in the fucking air. I mean, they're desperate for voters. I mean, that's why they're pumping this second call. If they could get this recolonized and get our fucking guns away from us, then they could go, well, we have the sin of the invaders, and you people there, you're in a ditch dead. I mean, this is how far off fuck the mark they are. And they're losing more ground every fucking day. Every time they open their mouth, they crucify themselves. They are ignorant. Like I said, I just kind of wonder, the think tank, we really call those think tanks? Because they have, you know, I think it was Obama that was wanting to do the study of the, you know, the brain, the mapping of the brain. Remember that? The bucks for that? They wanted to map the brain to try to figure out how to manipulate fucking people into doing things they wouldn't otherwise do because they're unsensible. And with what has been going on in the past, goddamn, since old Trumpy got in there, I mean, you had a bunch of fools that fell for the fucking lie of, we're going to deport every one of them. And now it was all about the economy. Don't you know that election was all about the economy, people? Nothing else? Well, it kind of was, because that's what's affecting the economy of the people in this goddamn country. There's about 100 million fucking people that aren't supposed to be here. And the fact that you can't afford to fucking live in a house. American nationals are living on the fucking streets or in their cars and working full-time fucking jobs. As they are being taxed, and then the tax money is being used to buy an apartment for a fucking illegal who isn't even supposed to be here. And don't forget this, with all of this shit, with another thing they're getting out of this, this fucking election thing, that's, like I said, it's a year and 4 fucking months from an election. And it's taking up the days of, I mean, the whole day of it. The thing, that's all it's fucking about in the mainstream propaganda. What are they diverting your fucking attention from? The border. The fact that they're pouring over that fucking border. The fact that they're shipping them fucking into your fucking neighborhoods as I speak to you right now. They're running out of fucking options and they need fucking, they don't have the fucking manpower to face the largest army on planet fucking Earth that is heavily armed. I mean, I think they pulled off a fucking miracle getting Trump in there. I mean, everybody was ready to, they're just going to put Queen fucking Clinton on the fucking throne there. And she's going to say she's going to take her guns. We're at war. Everybody was expecting it. Like, okay, we're ready. Yeah, let's go do it. Let's just get her done. They knew that wasn't going to, they knew they'd be slaughtered. So they pulled this fucking Trump thing and they got another election, another 4 years of stealing our fucking resources. And even worse than that, because the people fell for that fucker who was, I mean, that Mitt Romney was the head of Bain Capital, you know, the fucking shipping the factories out of this fucking country. And I mean, the thought of him, you know, when they ran him, it was obvious that the reason they ran him was because Obama's, that it was already decided that he was going to, you know, do the 8 years. He was going to finish what he started and then pass the baton on to, well, whoever they decided next. And they decided Donald Trump was the only fucking chance they had to have another election. Because everybody, nobody was going to go out and fucking vote. All those people that went out and voted for that lying, forked tongue, fucking carnival barker, none of them would have went out. It would have almost been a referendum. But it would have been that the people were certainly ready to go fight because they knew the goddamn fuck, they're just passing them. It's plain what's going on. And now they've realized that fucking Trump, he's just a male fucking, Hillary Clinton. And as far as his big promise, the big fucking promise, the thing that got him into office, the lie that made it possible. I will remove every one of them. I will get rid of DACA on day one. Every one of them's going out of here. Then we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. I swear it. No, actually, he ran on the economy, didn't you know? Didn't you read that Republican ticket? He ran on fucking getting all the pipelines through that the fucking ultra fucking international rich wanted. He ran on giving the people who stole fucking $22 trillion from us a $3.2 trillion tax cut and letting them bring all the money they stole fucking during the Obama years back into the fucking country. I think they get taxed 12% on it. When it was supposed to be like 36%. That's what that son of a bitch has done. And now, I mean, it's just been one thing after another. We're watching it happen. And everybody understands. That's why you can't get nobody to go in the goddamn army. You can't even fill your fucking ranks. And the number ain't that. I think it's like 500,000 for the whole fucking deal. You can't get 500,000 out of 400 million. And there's 400 million people in this country. You don't know. There's more than that. If you can't count all the fucking ones that ain't supposed to be here. And like the caller said earlier, yeah, there's some people that'll go into your fucking army. There's some people that you ask them the questions. Well, you have to ask them in a foreign language, of course. But will you shoot Americans if ordered to? See, gladly. I've been trained for it since I was a kid. I've been told to kill. I hate the gringo, to kill the gringo. And now our time is coming, but hey, you know what? The people are not fucking falling for it. They are in these son of a bitches, just like the so-called military, this United Nations fucking gang squad is on the fuck they are. They can't meet a goddamn $40,000 people. How many people in this goddamn country make $40,000 a year? They try to act, or they say the average is $80,000. Yeah. They say that's what the average wage in the United States is, $80,000. Do you know anybody that makes $80,000? The bottom line is, if you have somebody that's making $50 billion, and the next, if you got, you know, four or five people making $50 billion a year, and they're figured into the curve, and then you go down to the real fucking people and it's shit, $40,000. They're not making, you know, a person that's working a full fucking time job if he's got a decent job, might be making $40,000 a year. That's a whole year's fucking salary for the person who has to pay for them to get one fucking recruit just to sign a piece of paper. That's not counting the wages you're going to pay. That's not counting the medical you're going to pay. That's not counting for the all the goodies that go along with being a UN fucking soldier. $40,000. That sounds like desperation to me. It might just be me, but it sounds like it too. Those recruits who weren't, selected in fiscal year 2019 due to a lack of classroom seats. Why would there be a lack of classroom seats? If you're not filling your recruitment fucking quotas, how can there be empty seats? I mean, how can there be no seats for these people? How can all the rooms be full? Because you're set up to train that many people, right? That's what you're fucking, you set it up here. That's what you're that's what your goal is or whatever in the hell. That's what, how many people that you keep in active duty. And you can't meet it, but the seats, there's no room in the classroom seats. See, they're trying to put some kind of positive spin on something you cannot spin in a positive way. It's these fucking think tanks again. They think that they can try some kind of double speak here, and that it'll go into your mind as, you know, well, goddamn, it's all everything. They're getting what they need. They'll get it. It's just like a little a blip or a glitch in the system or something. But what you just said right there, I think Mr. Think Tanks, is fucking, it's fucking contradicts itself. That's why you guys are a bunch of fuck-ups, man. You're the worst fuck-ups I've ever seen. You're piss-poor propagandists. And I think about, you know, all the stuff that's been coming in, you know, like they are fucking on the internet. I mean, I like to have the money they just spend just fucking going on the internet, trying to convince people, trying to con people into thinking that the fucking everything is hunky fucking dory in this goddamn country. And it is not. I mean, it looks stupid. When you see it written, like I said, I expect somebody just pop off just any time now that politics is a box of chocolates. That fucking dumb, guys. Army guidance pushes its leaders to maintain 100% authorized strength. So if you're set up to have 100% authorized strength, how could you have not enough classrooms, not enough seats in the classroom? That would mean you had too many recruits. But you're telling me here you didn't get enough. Don't you see these think tanks, you geniuses? Do you see the fucking problem with the math here? But reaching 100% manning for the infantry careers field by spring 2020 is very attainable, according to retired Lieutenant Sergeant Major Thomas R. Brooks, a former Army field recruiter and station commander. In fact, they'll probably exceed it, he told the Times. So they've taken this fucking negative, which they fucking outline in the very first part here. They say they're not going to make it. They told us, think tanks, you told us in the first part they're not going to make it. And then you come with some doublespeak down here and talk about a shortage of soldiers, but then there's not the seats to train them. You see, it just doesn't make sense. People aren't that fucking stupid. Sorry. I mean, the 12 to 18, I don't know if there's even that any goddamn more. I gotta believe they were interviewing this morning. Excuse me, I hit this coffee, my mouth's dry. They were interviewing in a restaurant about this stupid fucking debate last night. And, they talked to a couple of people, and they give the buzzwords and the fucking, the slogans, the buzzwords and slogans, they'll come right out of their mouths. I mean, these are the fucking sheeple that have fucking, that made up that 12 to 18%. But then they walk across and there's this black lady sitting there, and they sit down next to her and they get her name, and you know, yeah, she's registering, and they answer, well, what did you think? Who did you think, took the upper hand? Or did you see anything special? And she goes, I turned it off. She goes, I turned it off. And she said it was so meaningless, I just turned it off. And the guy, of course, he gets up and gets the hell away from her right quick. And there's only like four or five people in this whole goddamn restaurant. And she was one of them. But that's how stupid it is, people. You had these older people, man. I mean, they are institutionalized into this shit to the point that they will accept retardation. They'll give you an opinion. Oh, gosh, I'm on Fox News. Well, I'll throw in, I heard a couple of the buzzwords and a few of the slogans, and I'll throw that out there. And they say, oh, boy, are you, oh, man, you're a voter. You're smart. Oh, man, here's one of the people that make this country happen. But this black lady, she's sitting over there all by herself drinking her coffee, and he comes, slides down, sits down beside her. And what'd you, I turned it off, she said. It was meaningless. And it was. It was pure fucking stupidity. But that's all they've been talking about since the fucking, I got up at 3 o'clock this morning. That's all they've been talking about. It's 20, I mean, just totaled. This in the same things over and over and over again. Like I said, they're trying to hold on to the stupidity that's left is what I gotta believe. Just like I was talking about the series yesterday where they're gonna tell you the true history of the founding of this country. You know, the lies that were told to you as a child. They're gonna retell them to try to hang on to the fucking few stupid they have left. And I truly believe it. And I believe that this article fucking, I mean, and then at the end, like I said, you think tankers out there at the end, in fact, they'll probably exceed it. Really? That's quite a stretch, ain't it? Brooks said that the Army typically recruits from three market segments, 18 to 24 year old civilians, current soldiers looking to reenlist, and veterans who already separated, but could be coaxed back into service with the right incentives. Maybe we'll give them $80,000. Think about this. The summer is peak recruiting season, and when the majority of the new recruits enlist, recruiters typically have plenty of leads, in quotation marks, for recent high school grads that they chase during the summer months, but their outreach starts earlier than that, according to Brooks. You want to start working with seniors during the December or January time frame, he said. I'll tell you who they're working right now. They're working high school grads. The people they're looking for right now are in the labor force, or they're in college. So that's where we go to find them. But the 18 to 24 year old market is the toughest to penetrate, Brooks added. In order to tap into an internal recruiting pool, the Army often recruits troops from overstrength jobs. That's what it says. Overstrength jobs are ones that aren't critically manned, while enlistment bonuses for fresh recruits range from $20,000 to $40,000. Selective retention bonuses scale from $1,000 to $41,000 for soldiers who reclassify. The exact amount of money a soldier reclassifying will receive is based on the rank and the number of years he or she commits to serving in the infantry, Rick said. Bonuses for new recruits are paid out during their term of service. For all soldiers re-enlisting or reclassifying, the bonus is paid out in one lump sum, Rick said. When asked whether the current bonuses would go even higher, Rick said the current rates are constantly being reassessed based upon Army requirements and funding. And then we just funded the fucking hell out of them. And this is what you might as well say you're buying mercenaries right at this point in the ball game. But I love the way they do that. I mean, the think tanks, I mean, well, I love you guys. The Army has been having trouble meeting its recruiting requirements as it strives to grow to 500,000 strong active duty force by the end of the next decade. Last year, the service planned to grow the active duty forces 487,500, but it ended 2019 with 478,000 due to recruiting and retention issues. Because the economy is doing so well and the job market is healthy, in the civilian world, people simply aren't turning to the Army as a first choice. No, I mean, it's bullshit. You are lying sons of bitches. I live out here in this real world. I mean, do you take these people, like I said in the little restaurant there, these are upper middle class people. I mean, these are people who own fucking businesses and stuff. They got $1 million in the fucking bank. And I mean, the only reason that they've been able to hold the recruits even in, I mean, you've got a 12-year fucking war in Afghanistan. All the people have come home and told them what it was really all about. and what they've been done in Iraq and what's being done in the Middle East. Oh, but no, it's this great economy. Are you guys feeling this great economy? Because I'm here to tell you I am not. And that's why I wanted to make it that far before I went to the next fucking story, which we will do right after this break.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made, 'cause I ain't.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
That's the way that it goes.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and fucking needed. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and I was down here with the rest of us at the Social Distortion. And this is where we're going to bring this together a little bit. Fines for trucking regs violations increased from overdrive sent in by Mark Schumacher. The U.S. Department of Transportation announced Tuesday it has increased fines across the board for violations of federal trucking regulations. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is required by federal civil penalties, Inflation Adjustment Act, Improvements Act of 2015 to adjust fine amounts to each year based on inflation. A final rule will publish in the Federal Registry Wednesday, July 31st, makes the new fine amounts effective immediately. The 2015 Act required FMCSA and other Department of Transportation agencies to issue an additional catch-up adjustment, followed by annual adjustments for inflation. The DOT is ordered to find the 2019 adjustment amount had to multiply the penalty amount by the percentage change between the October 2018 Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers and the October 2017 CPIU, which this year was 1.02522, given the multiplier. All of the fine amounts increased. Now, wait a minute now. We were having a great economy here. We're making record fucking, the stock market's breaking records every day. Yet they lowered interest rates today. Did you know that? So that the filthy rich can borrow money at 2% from you and me once again. 2%. Even the people on the stupid box are going, okay. And here, see, you have them telling you that, you know, that fucking the reason they can't get no recruits is because, well, everybody, there's just all these jobs out there. And then you know what? There's going to be a job. After they kill off us American nationals, there's going to be a job for every fucking American citizen fucking subject. It ain't going to pay you nothing. It won't pay you enough to live. But just like down in Honduras, you think those people don't have jobs, that they don't have work. They just want something for it. That's why they're coming up here for that great $15 an hour job that equates to $3.05 an hour in 1979 when I started out, minimum wage. So when they, you know, here again are your think tanks, you know, this is the best they got. And they're burnt out, man. They have to be burnt out by now because they're just getting so fucking sloppy. It's disgusting. So we're going to jump back to the other article. Turning the army as first choice. That coupled with all other factors we talked about all the time. Obesity, mental health challenges, challenges with law enforcement, which we, you know, we talked about that with Vietnam, you know, in that era there. I mean, it was... You can go to prison or you can go in the army. That's what the fucking judge would tell you. Remember? We've talked this over before. So more bullshit. Like I said, they think we have a memory span of a head of fucking cabbage. Acting Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said last month, things of that nature that would require waivers. Well, what else would require waivers? See, how else could, what other waiver could, well, you could waive the fact that you're not a United States, even one of their 14th Amendment citizens, couldn't you? Because they've talked about it. You know, that's how you earn your citizenship. As you go and you serve in the armed forces, can't speak a fucking word of English, it doesn't matter. Because you're going in with a bunch of transvestites and there'll be plenty of people there speaking your fucking language. But I mean, like I said, this tells us. This just flat fucking tells us that nobody's going to back them in a fucking war. And otherwise, it would already been started. That first ship was supposed to start it all. And I got to believe Netanyahu, like I said, laying down in the fetal position, kicking and crying and fucking whining and shitting himself. Because it won't happen. Because the people aren't... They're sick of you. They're sick of your lies. They're sick of your foreign fucking wars for fucking corporations to steal people's fucking property from them. They're sick of you stealing our fucking property. We're sick of it. And it is our property. Because you have not removed the Bill of Rights. We have just failed to enforce it, but we're going to work. We're working on that. And we're going to straighten it right out. Anyway, all five service branches have also been clear that the main driver in attracting recruits and retaining troops is the chance to deploy is the chance to deploy and perform the job for which troops are trained, as evidenced by the high retention numbers of deployment in deployment zones. Did you hear what I just said? How stupid do you think we are? That's why they don't want to go. You can go and work a fucking job here in the United States. Yeah, you got a goddamn job. Yeah, there's jobs all over the place. But you got to sleep in your fucking car because you cannot afford the fucking rent because the Chinese are coming in and buying up all the real estate and they got to have homes. They got money. They got the money that was stolen from you and I. But when their dirty deals with their kickbacks with this fucking foreign occupation. This international communist fucking corporate elitist fucking occupation. See, all your shit doesn't add up, think tanks, and you're still getting, you're not getting no better at it. You're fucking up worse every day. And this thing with all this thing is that you're seeing on TV with this endless coverage of these fucking stupid ass debates by these fucking morons. And I mean, the things, what they're saying is important. I mean, my God. They understand that what it is, people. They do understand that they're only talking to a tiny little bit of people. You know, Fox News, 9% fucking believability. 9% of the population is retarded enough to believe them. So that's the only people they're talking to. And they're working their ass off to maintain that. That tells you what kind of condition these son of a bitches are really in. You can have all the money in the fucking world and it don't mean nothing in a war. If you do not have the fucking people to fight the war, if the people refuse the war. And I think the people around the world, I know they figured it out. Look at fucking Britain. Marching in the streets, telling the fucking Jews, look what you've done to us, you fucking Jews. And in France, going into the goddamn Masonic lodges and ripping them apart. So you're not hearing about that because what you're going to hear about is their fucking ad campaign here to try to sell another fucking election. And everybody's just like, fuck it. It's like I said yesterday, you know, they don't know what to say. I mean, that's what their excuse is for this babble that's coming out. They just plain do not know what to say because they don't know who's going to come out and vote, if anybody's going to come out and vote. Because we're already... Go ahead.
You know, I picked up orchids the other day from Somas, California, and from a Chinese grower... That had Mexican help. So here I am, picking these flowers up, and I'm watching the Chinese speak Mexican to the Mexican help, and then I drive those orchids about 2,100 miles to Illinois to another Chinese distributor. And then they sort everything out, and they're also growing plants that were sent in from Tokyo. To grow in Somas, California. I pick them up, bring them into Illinois, and they grow them in their greenhouses to mature. And then they take them to places like, I guess, Walmart or Best Buy or whatever. And this is what the hell we're... I mean, we can't grow our own goddamn flowers. What the hell?
Well, what the thing is, Mark, they're going ahead with everything like they've already confiscated our guns. I mean, by now we have already supposed to have taken Syria, Lebanon, Iran, and I'm guaranteeing Jordan and Turkey, you suck asses. You're gearing the sights too. It's going to be a Middle Eastern empire. They're going on ahead with the aspects of fucking just handing our country over to fucking foreigners with this reoccupation. Only they haven't taken our guns. There's been no war yet. And they're realizing it. So they're, I mean, and then so what, I mean, like I said, in their desperation, every time they've, you know, got to the point where the people were ready to fucking string them up, they've went to a world war. Well, uh-oh, you can't even get enough goddamn people to fill your fucking ranks that you have now, not to mention what it would take to fight a fucking world war. They are in a hell of a conundrum. And they're, and who do they turn to? Back to the think tanks. How do we fucking, how do we get past this? How do we get past this to the next stage and keep stealing the fucking resources by the billions of dollars every fucking day that's going out of our ports and raw, you know, our raw resources? And this is the best that the fucking think tanks can come up with. But you're right. Yeah, a Chinaman and telling his Mexican slaves what to do. And that, and just like I said, our fucking people did not reproduce, our generation, two generations haven't reproduced Americans to their same number. There should be a way more for us. We shouldn't be settling for fucking living in a car, working a full-time fucking job, while we're paying the taxes for the spick, the fucking, or the gook, to have the fucking apartment that we can't live in because we can't afford it. And yet, $40,000 isn't enough of an incentive to make you go and join that fucking stupid squad, because people have figured it out. You're not going, you're not, I mean, like I said, in the day, man, not that, well, 20 years ago, they'd stand there with their hand over their heart, never read the Constitution, never read the Bill of Rights, don't have a fucking clue, but they're swearing to uphold and defend it against all, goddamn, that feeling of, I'm an American. I'm a brave American. I'm an American warrior. I will go die for this fucking bullshit. No, you're not. You're not even fucking swearing into an American army. You're swearing into a United Nations fucking thug force, period. And they know it. And then these, and that's why all these young people are turning against them. They're not going to go vote. They are so pissed off about this shit. They're working fucking, like I said, they work, they sleep, they work, they sleep. They're having no lives. And they realize it. And then, they're realizing they're in this goddamn country, and they're watching, they're seeing, watching the fucking foreigners pour over their fucking borders. They're watching them come with 10 fucking kids, and they go to work at the fucking McDonald's, and with all the subsidies that are being taken out of their checks because they're working, is paying these son of a bitches their rent. It's paying for their fucking food. So by the time it's all over, they're making more working at McDonald's than a blue collar worker is making fucking at his fucking blue collar job. And then, at the end of the year, they get to see them go down and get a brand new fucking car. Because they get to claim them 10 children on that fucking minimum wage fucking job. And then, fucking, that's a lot of goddamn, 2,000 a kid, that's 20 grand, that's a fucking rig. That's why, I mean, this whole thing is, I mean, it's hard to think anything to say about it anymore. And here's the other article I was talking about. Following another water incident, assemblyman proposes lawmaking disrespecting police a felony. You disrespected me. You're going to prison for a fucking felony. And we're going to, you lose your right to your fucking second article right to. Really? You think so? You really think you can pull that off? This is from CBS News, CBS New York, sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A new video surfaced Tuesday evening of more NYPD officers being doused with water. And that's a fucking lie, because I just watched it before I came up here, and they've had to tell the truth about it. These are not NYPD police officers, which are an illegal entity, which are a corporate entity, which, I mean, they are corporate by every fucking definition of the word. They have a union. They're contracted to enforce fucking legislation that is fucking unlawful, being put forth by a corporation. Where this country is not a corporation. They said it on the fucking stupid box down there. These guys, well, let's go down here and I'll tell you who these guys really are. The most recent incident in Queens has compelled lawmakers to announce a new bill that cracks down on anyone who disrespects the badge. Now, remember I said what I'm telling, remember these words I'm telling you. CBS 2's Nathaniel Dutridge reported, police are on the hunt for a person caught on camera throwing water at traffic cops who are seen just doing their jobs on a corner in Woodhaven. There have been at least four separate cases in recent weeks of citizens showing contempt for officers, prompting some fed-up lawmakers to say enough is enough. They want anyone who does it to go to jail. Police are looking for the man who was captured on video blatantly tossing bottled water on two NYPD traffic enforcement agents. They're not even NYPD, they said on the TV. It's a private contracting agency to do the traffic enforcement that the NYPD hired, subcontracted to. Because they're contractors too. But they said it right on the television. They're not actually NYPD cops. They're a private agency that was hired to do the traffic enforcement, you know, to do the highwayman bandit robberies. People are sick of it. And there's so fucking many of us. That's why these guys just walk there and get the water splashed. And what the fuck are you going to do? What if they start shooting at your dumb asses? You've got yourself into this. You've painted yourself into a corner. And that's what they have done. They have absolutely been, I've been thinking they're going to have to do something, to make 9/11 look fucking weak. I think they understand because of the failure of these fucking think tanks and the way they have conducted their fucking, their agenda. It has completely turned upside down and on its head. Everything they say can contradict something they said the other day. That's the way lies are. That's what a web of lies is. A web of lies, finally fucking one web, you know, comes into another. It's just a circle of lies and it's all lies and there's no way you can make truth out of it. You can't make it sound true after a while. After a while, the lies become so numerous. You start out with propaganda, you know, half truths and truths. Half truths, which means half a lie. But it keeps building on that until it's completely all lies. And then when it comes to becoming complete all lies, a lie is not real. It does not cannot physically resist because it is not. It just is not real.
Here's something to think about. You know, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, they're getting paid $20 million a year each to fucking tell lies all day long. I mean, how does that grab you, Henry?
Oh, I laugh at it because, you know, the thing is, everybody knows it's a lie. I mean, they have to have private security go with them everywhere they go. I mean, you got people, as soon as they step out the fucking door, I guarantee there's people shouting, you lying piece of shit, you scumbag, your time's a coming. And it's spread. I mean, I told you guys before this really went down, you would have people knocking the shit out of people on the fucking streets. And we're getting close. We're getting very close as we're being invaded from the south. Don't never forget that. That is the main thing that should be on everybody's mind. We are fucking being invaded by an invading fucking force that intends to destroy us. And the only thing standing between them and us are our guns and our ability to use them. Make sure that gun is sighted in and shoot it off-handed and get until you can hit that fucking 6-inch target at 450 yards off-handed. Because there ain't going to be a prop everywhere you go. And most situations, there ain't going to be nothing but you and your fucking gun. So you better be one with it, because it's going to be you or it's going to be the son of a bitch trying to kill you. At any rate, I mean, here now they're looking for these guys here and they're talking about that is very disrespectful. One New York told Dudridge, one person told you that? Is that like the lady in the fucking restaurant this morning that told you she turned it off? He's just walking away thinking he's all right to do that. And that it's not right to do that to anybody, not just cops. Woodhaven resident Josie Casillas added, a felony, people, for throwing water on somebody. See, that's what they do. That's the way of the tyrant. When the tyrant starts losing his grip on the fucking people, he squeezes harder. And all it does is make more people start seeping between his fingers and between things. And pretty soon he has nothing in his hand but a closed fist, and the people are on the loose, and they fucking take them out. This is how fucking empires fall. But the more they push, the more they fucking people just understand, we got nothing to fucking lose. We either get rid of these motherfucking culls, which we outnumber 10,000 to 1. And again, shoot that gun. shoot that fucking gun. Don't listen to other people. Fucking, I never thought I'd hear the day Mark Kornke talks about guns ain't really, you know, the thing ain't guns. Go buy, hey, we're talking about buying trucks. Old, go buy old trucks. You're going to need this transportation. No, you fucking people, don't you listen to that. You shoot that goddamn gun until you can fucking, until it's like pointing. Up close, you could point and hit something for fucking, you know, 40 yards away. You hit somebody right in the head without even fucking looking through the scope. Because you've done it so many times, because you are proficient at what you are doing. See, that's what they've worked to do, is become proficient. But I've seen, like, their training courses. The shots are like fucking 50 fucking yards and stuff. And then they go out on the ranges. The range is where you sight your gun in. Because you want that gun sighted in. If the gun has to be sighted in perfectly. And you have to know that the gun's sighted in perfectly. That way you know any errors made are you. And you correct those errors until the errors do not exist, and then you're hitting everything you fucking aim to hit. And once you get to that point, if you start missing, you're missing, I'm hitting to the left or something. I keep hitting to the left. And then you take the gun back over and you see where you bumped it and knock the sights off, and you put them back where they belong, and you're right back where you started again, fucking hitting everything. Do not stop fucking working on that shooting. Do not do it. It'd be a great mistake. See, that's one thing they think they have an edge on you, is that they went out and they understand that about shooting guns, and you don't. All I'm telling you is shoot off-handed. If off-handed you can hit a 6-inch target at fucking 400 yards, you're a dangerous son of a bitch. Because you get something to lean that son of a bitch against, and you'll hit somebody at 800 fucking yards. Period. And they know it. This is what they plan. They come down and everybody else would be just, you know, fucking, yeah, I got my gun. I shot it 4 times back in, you know, 12 years ago. I'm ready. No, you're not. That's why these people keep getting shot in their houses and getting shot up, because they don't fucking know how to shoot. You aim that fucking gun. You pull that son of a bitch out and you aim it. Even if it takes you an extra second to put that fucking bead where you want it and pull that trigger, if the other guy's panicking, I've watched them. They panic. He's panicking. He might shoot 3 fucking times at you before you pull that fucking trigger, but he won't hit you because he's not aiming. You're going to aim and put one right in his fucking face. Anyway, that's enough of this nonsense for me today. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, shoot, shoot, shoot. And that is The Word from the Trenches.